So, yeah. I mean, hey, congratulations on the great career. I'm a Prairie guy, and so I remember when you played in Spokane, and your brief, growing up an Oiler fan, your brief 9-game stint in Edmonton was a, it's still the one that got away. I'm sure you hear that from a lot of people close to home, but congratulations on the great career from us, and I mean, how are you feeling now that you've officially filed, I guess?
You know, I feel great. I was fine with it. You know, obviously, I thought I could have, you know, still played, and I trained like I was still going to play at the start of the season. My training dipped off a little bit, became more of exercising than it did training. But, you know, I've always felt that I could play, you know, for a long time, but you're usually the last one to realize that you can't. So maybe I was just just a little mere formality for me, you know, come January.
But, you know, in that lockout season, you missed some time with injury there, but you had 29 points in 32 games. I mean, it's not like it fell off the table. You probably could have played. Was it a lack of interest? Was it just a lack of situation for you? Did you have a couple of teams in mind that just didn't work out? I mean, what kind of led to it?
Well, there was kind of a combination of what you just said and the fact that, you know, I was pretty limited as to where I would go. You know, with being a father of three that are,
yeah,
you know, 12, 10, and 6, I kind of wanted to be, you know, in and around or near where they would be. They were going to be situated here in Scottsdale no matter what. So, you know, to be a factor where I'd be gone away for most of the year. And then at the start of the year, every team, you know, wants to go young and they want to get their young guys going and get in there. And I get that. And so that was just a situation. I feel in general the league is getting, you know, younger. The young guys are becoming better prepared to play at an earlier age, and you give them that opportunity. So I totally understand that, and it didn't work out in that aspect, but I certainly have no you know, regrets about anything.
Ray Whitney joining us on Brady and Walker, a 1991 draft pick, winner of the Stanley Cup in 06 with the Carolina Hurricanes, and 1,330 NHL regular season games, joining us this morning. We'll ask about the Cup. We talked to plenty of players who retire and have played, you know, maybe a few more, even a few less games than you have. And it's elusive to them. Does your career feel that much more complete having won it? It's one massive thing that no one can take away. And there's a sense of randomness to it, right? There's so much that's right time, right place, but it's still that incredible accomplishment.
For sure. It's, you know, I can go to sleep at night and feel very comfortable because of that fact. And I think you hit it on the head. It's elusive for a lot of players. You know, a lot of players play a lot of games and never get that opportunity. And I was very fortunate in 06. And that's the ultimate goal for us. It's, or it should be anyway. It may not be for everybody, but it certainly was for me. And it was for most of the teammates that I played with in Carolina that year. So having a cup makes it, it kind of validates your being in the National Hockey League for me. I know we get paid a lot of money and, you know, our lifestyle's pretty good, but it certainly isn't that drove me. It was that championship, and I was very fortunate. I actually thought I would have won it when I played in Detroit the year we won the President's Trophy, and it didn't work out. But, you know, the following year, I'm in Carolina, ranked 29th and 30th by the two main publications, and then here we are, you know, Stanley Cup champions. So something I'm very proud of, and something, like you said, I'm very happy that I was able to get that in my career.
Now, I have heard people say, well, sometimes the second one is more meaningful than the first, but it's usually only the players that win that. I think that's nuts. It's sort of like if you ask a Boston Red Sox fan, hey, you've won three World Series, which one meant the most? If they don't say the first one, I kind of think they're lying a little bit. Like, I can understand there's that desire and you want to keep winning it after you experience it, but so few players get to. Nobody repeats anymore in back-to-back seasons. It hasn't been done for almost 20 years.
Well, I think whoever says that is, like you said, full crap. I think what the biggest thing is, you know, they have a better understanding of how they're going to plan their party. I mean, you always, after your party, you're like, oh, crap, I wish I could have done this or that.
True, yeah.
And generally, your second Stanley Cup, I would guess your party is going to be tailor-made to exactly how you wanted it. And I had no problems with mine in general, but winning the first one, I can't see how anybody, you know, would say the second one feels better unless you score the, you know, game seven overtime goal. Maybe that would make you feel better about it. But, you know, winning one, like you said, ask the Red Sox after the 100-year curse if that third one meant as much as the first one. I think they would argue with you a little bit on that. But I haven't had the privilege of two, so I can't say that. You know, but I would guess there's nothing better than winning your first. I know I've read articles that Gretzky still found the Cup in 84 was his favorite, winning that first one. So, you know, unfortunately, I didn't get that opportunity, but the one was very good.
The recently retired Ray Whitney joins us on Brady and Walker, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. So I worked in Calgary for a bunch of years before this stop here in Toronto and spent a lot of time with one Kelly Kissio. And, God, did he have us laughing, telling us about those original San Jose Sharks teams. And, I mean, you were a young kid. You played in a couple games, I believe, on that original Shark team that won 17 games. You could probably speak a little more to the team the following year, but Kiss would say it was the worst team I ever played on, but it was the most fun. We played in that awful rink. I mean, half of our team was just booze hounds. He said it was ridiculous. What was it like being an original Shark, where every kid in North America, it seemed, had your goofy teal hats and jerseys on?
Well, you know, like you said, I played the last two games of the season in the 91-92 season and in that Cal Palace, and it was, you know, obviously anytime you play your first game, you know, it was real big. I was able to get an assist in my first game, and I played the last two, had a lot of fun with it. And the following year, I didn't start skating until November. I had surgery on both of my heels, get rid of those hockey, you know, bone spurs that every hockey player, I'm sure, can relate to. And, you know, they misjudged a little bit on the recovery time, and 3 weeks turned into 5 months. So that was frustrating. Then I played 30 games that following year with Kissio and, you know, in the Cal Palace. And I think we were there when we set the record for consecutive losses. and it was funny. We were so bad that our main goal as a team is to get 36 shots a game, 12 shots a period. And if we got pounded 5-6-1 and we got 36 shots, we looked at each other, well, we did our part. You know, that was, we did what we were supposed to do. It was just a tough situation. And after 30 games, they sent me back down to the minors and said, that's enough. You don't need to be a part of this anymore. But those were definitely trying times. And the following year, we make the playoffs, you know, kind of silly league.
You were a small player, getting into the era where small players, you know, it wasn't the norm. You had to prove yourself, even though you were a second round pick. Where was that moment for you? And I don't know if it was when you went from Edmonton to Florida and really got that full chance and you were playing finally for the first time more than 60, 70 games. I mean, do you peg that as the moment where things just clicked into place for your career, or where was it?
Yeah, it would have been after I got picked up on waivers and went to Florida. You know, like I was there for 9 games. Early November, got put on waivers, and then when I got picked up at Florida, I scored 32. You know, from there on out in 60 some games. And that was when I kind of, things all started clicking, really. You know, I scored 14 on the power play, so obviously I was there for a reason, you know, power play wise, but I got the opportunity. You know, Chuck Fletcher and Brian Murray were the ones for the GM and assistant GM at the time that gave me that opportunity. And I'll always be forever grateful to both of them for that opportunity. Cause it's, like you said, I was one more step from going to Europe. I certainly wasn't going to go play in the minors anymore. So, you know, without that, you know, them giving that opportunity, I'd probably be overseas. So, that was the year though, you know, getting the opportunity to score and get some confidence. And then from there, it just kept on going.
Ray, it was a great pleasure having you on this morning. I think people really enjoyed it, and I know we did, and we hope we can certainly chat again. Congratulations on a fantastic career.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Ray. Take care.